Thursday morning, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer hand-delivered a letter to President Joe Biden announcing he would retire at the end of the current court session. Later, the two men spoke from the White House Roosevelt Room.
I can't tell you, this is sort of a bittersweet day for me. Justice Breyer and I go back a long way, all the way back to the mid-70s when he first came on the Judiciary Committee.
Biden praised the 83-year-old Breyer for his four decades in public service, including work in all three branches of the federal government. Breyer was appointed by President Bill Clinton and served on the Supreme Court for 28 years. Biden says Breyer held to the principle that the law must work for the people.
Everyone knows that Stephen Breyer has been an exemplary justice. Fair to the parties before him, courteous to his colleagues, careful in his reasoning. He's written landmark opinions on topics ranging from reproductive rights to health care to voting rights to patent law to laws protecting our environment and the laws that protect our religious practices. His opinions are practical, sensible, and nuanced. It reflects his belief that a job of a judge is not to lay down a rule, but to get it right, to get it right.
On the Supreme Court, Breyer is one of three liberal justices, together with Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. He's been outspoken on the issues of reproductive rights and opposition to the death penalty. The new vacancy will give Biden his first opportunity to name a justice to the High Court. On the campaign trail, Biden said he would nominate an African-American woman, and he says he's keeping to that promise.
Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first Black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
He says he'll listen to advice, study cases, and meet with potential nominees.
And it's my intention to announce my decision before the end of February. I have made no choice at this point. Once I select a nominee, I'll ask the Senate to move promptly on my choice.
The High Court has a 6-3 conservative majority, including Donald Trump's three appointees. A new justice will not change that balance, but the appointment of an African-American woman would mean the liberal wing of the court would be all women, two of them women of color. Possible nominees include California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger and District Court Judge Michelle Childs. During a White House news conference, one reporter asked whether Biden would try to choose a nominee that could win Republican votes in the narrowly divided Senate. According to Press Secretary Jen Psaki, that would be a no.
His intention and his focus is not on navigating out the legislative game playing. It is on selecting and nominating an eminently qualified African-American woman to serve on the court. And he will work closely in good faith with Democrats and Republicans on the process to consult them in advance and then to move through the confirmation process. But that is how he's going to approach it.
As for Breyer, at the news conference with Biden, he did not talk about his judicial philosophy or his possible successor. Instead, he recalled what he says when he speaks to students, referring to George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's vision of America as an experiment.
And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation and the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? I don't know.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.